Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special look at today's USDA's prospective planning and grain stocks reports. Farmers are expected to plant a record 84.635 million acres of soybeans, increasing 1% from last year. Corn plantings expected at 89.199 million acres. That's dropping about 2% from a year ago. The all wheat acreage is projected at 55.367 million acres, down about 3%. USDA says that soybean plantings are expected to increase or at the very least stay the same in 21 of the 31 major producing states, with increases of 200,000 acres or more in Arkansas, Iowa, and Ohio. Planted acreage for 2015 is expected to be down across most of the Corn Belt, with the exceptions being Minnesota and Wisconsin. In its quarterly grains stock report, USDA pegged soybean inventories at the start of the month at 1.334 billion bushels. That's up 34% from last year's total of 994 million bushels. Corn reserves on March 1st totaled 7.745 billion bushels, and that is up about 11% from the same time a year ago. Let's see how futures are trading off the news. Hard red winter May wheat, 559 and a quarter down 17. July, 564 down 16 and three quarters. Soft May, 510 and three quarters down 19 and a half. July, 513 and three quarters down 19 and a half. May corn, 376 and a half down 18. July, 384 and a half down 18. December, 401 down 17 and a quarter, now 17 even. May soybeans, 970 and a quarter up 2 and a half. July, 975 up 2 and a quarter. November, 951 and three quarters up 2 and one half. May soybean meal, 326.90 up 370. May soybean oil, 30.19 down 30 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, we'll say afternoon. We're not sure it's a good afternoon if you were thinking we might see a little good news in the corn market, Dave, but like I say, the industry was positioned long grain and short beans heading into this report, and they're exiting those positions now. It's pressing the corn and the wheat lower and offering a little support to the beans, as we've seen it. And, they look like they've sold somewhere between 9,000 to 10,000 contracts of corn and 4,000 to 5,000 contracts of wheat, and bought about 5,000 contracts of beans because of the report and what we're looking at.
And so in the immediate follow of the report in the December corn, we did get a small, tiny little pop up to 41 and a quarter, 421 and a quarter, and then the market fell out of bed all the way down, well, now 401 and three quarters. What do you think it implies going forward for the balance of the week?
Well, I mean, you know, we're under pressure today. We'll sort of reassess a few things. We haven't really heard a comment that tells us whether this number might shrink a little bit because of the planting delays in the South. But we do know that for a fact in areas where they are behind planting, as we're looking at these numbers today, that 401 is not near as attractive as 415 is to run night and day compared to switching over to some beans now. So, you know, that's where we can lose a few acres. But corn was expected to be friendly, and now with the larger stocks and larger acres, it's going to take a weather problem to get this corn back up above 425, Dave.
Well, I mean, if you looked at the 2015 corn planted acre chart and looked at the states in blue, which were states you would anticipate an increase, you got Texas, Oklahoma, you got Louisiana, you got Mississippi, and all these states have had wet springs thus far.
Yeah, except for Texas. Very much have.
So we have to wait and see whether or not what we get today is actually going to be closer to a little bit reality. The other thing that we got was a pretty significant increase in acres in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota has been very dry.
very dry and very cool weather so far. So, you know, we are still in March. I'm not only today, but, you know, the weather's been very cool and it has been very dry up there. We don't know what they're going to end up doing, but, I mean, basically along the way, downward trending corn price doesn't really push for larger corn acres.
All right, let's turn our attention to the soybeans and get your headline comment there.
Well, I think, you know, as we look at the beans, basically they did come in lower than what we were looking for, you know, because we look there and we see that, you know, the beans were down from the average guess by over a million acres short. And the thing that goes against the beans more so is, let's face it, South America and what's going on. But it does not put us in the situation to be gaining carryout here from next year to year. So that is a little bit friendly. With all the pressure seen on the corn and the wheat, you know, being up 3 to 3.5, 3 3/4 cents on the beans is a positive thing. But how much can we really run? You know, even with this, it's going to be awful hard to break back above $10. You know, one of the comments by some of them, you know, beans above $9.85 just aren't justified without a drought.
Well, soybean acres at 84.6. Trade was expecting quite a bit more than that.
Yeah.
And then off of the headline news, we saw a decline, but it has clawed its way practically back to even, if not in the green.
Yeah, we're up 3.5 cents here now. So, you know, it's back in the green. We're looking at, you know, it's a lot better than what the expectations were at 10:30 this morning.
So how much credence should we put in on these two significant moves, both outside days today, technically speaking?
Well, I think that these numbers do shift us into a little bit more negative feel towards the corn as far as making back into new highs, getting back towards that 440 or whatever. I think that, you know, the high of today at 421 and a quarter in the Dease corn is going to be a spot that it's going to take some weather to get us back up to, Dave. As far as the beans, I think that 975 is going to be a real number to look at to see if we can punch through it.
Talking about the wheat, I don't think anybody had it really on the radar that the wheat would fall out of bed as much as it had.
You know, probably not. We rallied greatly yesterday on weather. Then the crop conditions come out afterwards. We saw the I states and everything where the moisture has been really pick up. As far as our ratings, we didn't lose as much in some of the other areas as some had considered. But, you know, basically, we still got a real rough start to the hard red wheat crop and awfully dry conditions out west. So we weren't looking for this much to come in and hack things. But world wheat is big.
And we will have to see what happens there as well. Now we go ahead and put it in Mother Nature's weather hands, right?
From here on in, it's the weather, and probably the weather.
That's the 3W states, right?
There you go. But, you know, it's going to be, we're in the planting season now. We have started planting in the south, even as slow as it is. You know, we've got guys here that say if it doesn't rain between now and the end of the week, but we got 2 days of rain forecast that they could maybe get on some sandy ground. You know, all in all, it's going to be when we can get in the field and what the moisture situation does continue out for the summer, and more so what happens from west of the Mississippi as far as the rain and the drought, and see what we can really produce.
What happens now when you looked at the grain stocks report and see that more than 50% of the crop is still in producers' hands, and we've seen the prices decline as much as they had in the front end with May at 377 and July at 385, what kind of marketing plan is going to be most popular from now on?
Bounces are going to be sold by a lot of farmers, I think. I think they're going to be looking for the opportunity, hopefully, of getting that you know, July corn up a dime, and hopefully in some areas with ethanol plants or something, they can get anywhere close to $4. But I think that anything close to $4 on the old crop corn is going to be aggressively sold by farmers.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are currently trading. May corn is 377 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. July is 385, down 17 and a half. September is trading at 392 and three quarters, and it is down 17 and a quarter. December at 401 and a quarter is down 17. May beans, 970 and three quarters, now a half, up two and three quarters. July, 975 and a quarter, up two and a half. And November at 952, up two and three quarters.